For the latest in Christian music, it's time for TRA News with the rockacrossaustralia.com's Cameron Want.
This week, things are on the up for one of the sector's longest-running Christian music events, and we preview the Southern Hemisphere's largest Christian music festival. Over the years, festivals rise and fall. Some fall over, some, like Black Stump, come full circle. This year, the Small is Beautiful ethos has begun to re-establish Black Stump as one of the most diverse and creative small festivals on the Australian Christian music and arts calendar. The four-day festival was held last weekend at Appin, south of Sydney. Music historian and broadcaster Martin Fawkes reports.
I think approaching it this year, we were a bit concerned that it was getting a bit tired. Not the most exciting lineup last year and not terribly well attended. But this year, the numbers were up and the program was probably the most exciting I've seen for quite a while. Lots of old school acts like Compliments of Gus and Scat. Jake Norder was there, even Quick and the Dead for the first time in more than a decade. Lots of great new acts as well. The Sanctuary, Sky Point and Cordial Factory just won the hearts of everybody who got to see them.
San Diego's Grammy Award-winning rockers Switchfoot make their anticipated return to New Zealand's Parachute Festival next January as to Christian rock legends Newsboys. The Parachute Music Festival is a Christian music event held annually at Mystery Creek Events Centre in Hamilton. It's the Southern Hemisphere's largest Christian music festival. Run by Parachute Music, the festival lasts 3 days and nights, attracting a large Aussie contingent of fans and performers. Parachute CEO Mark DeYoung says next year's lineup is probably their best ever.
We've been really fortunate to get what we believe is probably our best lineup ever. It's exciting to have artists such as Switchfoot and Hillsong United, Newsboys, Family Force 5, Lecrae, who's blowing up in the States at the moment, Evermore, and just so many other artists all coming. So it's definitely a great lineup, and this year we're complementing that too with quite a range of different seminars and speakers. We have people like Steve Taylor coming. There's a big range of stuff happening.
The Parachute Festival will be held January 25 to 27 in Hamilton, New Zealand. It's worth mentioning that unlike the previous 3 or 4 years, Parachute is not presenting sideshow events in Sydney, Brisbane and Melbourne ahead of its annual festival. So visits to Australia with Newsboys and Switchfoot are unlikely in January 2013. In the meantime, let me encourage you to check out how all your favourite songs are faring on the Australian Christian charts, including those by Switchfoot and Newsboys. Go to therockacrossaustralia.com. I'm Cam Want for TRA News.